This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told an emergency meeting of the Security Council on Friday why he invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter for the first time since 1971.
We are at a breaking point. There is a high risk of the total collapse of the humanitarian support system in Gaza, which would have devastating consequences.
The UN Secretary General told the Security Council Hamas's brutality against Israelis on October 7th, quote, can never justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. Some of the about 200,000 Israelis evacuated from communities near the borders with Gaza and Lebanon say they have nowhere to return to after their homes were bombed or burned by Hamas militants on October 7th. They've been living in hotels and guest houses for 2 months now. Linda Grantstein reports from near Jerusalem.
Many fled their homes immediately after the Hamas attack with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Volunteers mobilized to collect and distribute thousands of cartons of clothing, toys, and household items for the evacuee centers. Children have been integrated into local schools, and a nursery school has been opened inside the hotel. One of the teachers says the children seem calmer and happier now, 2 months after the October 7th attack. The Israeli evacuees say they are anxious to move back home, even though they recognize that it may take a long time, if ever, to feel safe in their homes again. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Ma'aleh Chamisha, Israel.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday told soldiers who had fought in the Ukraine war that he would run for president again in the 2024 election. Putin, who was handed the presidency by Boris Yeltsin on the last day of 1999, has already served as president for longer than any other ruler of Russia since Joseph Stalin. For additional stories, visit voanews.com.